York Wiki, president of European Chamber of Commerce in China, says the Chinese government's economic reforms have won recognition among a majority of the chamber's members. Wiki has made the suggestion while outlining the chamber's annual business climate report.
So granted that the final decision is a vision or roadmap until 2020, of course, we also have to take into consideration that most of these reform steps are work in progress. The big majority of members signal that some achievements have been done, but it's still work in progress. 10% comes up, the target has been basically achieved, the working plan has worked out. So.
The report offers advice to Chinese policymakers based on surveys conducted by the European Chamber's 1,800 members. Addressing specific reforms, EU Chamber President York Wiki said some progress had been made in areas such as streamlining government administration.
A reduction of government approval procedures that have a massive influence on how our operations are conducted and how our investments are executed. Second is the expansion of the pension healthcare insurance coverage, which is very important for citizens of China and the stability of the system. Third part is the budgetary and local debt reform, which I think is the answer. We saw the establishment of special FDR courts, which of course is extremely important. And the good news is that the foreign
York Wiki also says the progress made in the negotiations connected to a China-EU bilateral investment agreement suggests both sides understand the importance of working together.
The European-China Comprehensive Agreement on Investment. This is to us the most important economic key, opening market access and also for the Chinese vital in order to safeguard Chinese investment in the largest economy of the world, the European Union. So we want this agreement to have a robust market access, real benefits for European business as well as for the consumers of China. Second, a very strong investor-state dispute settlement mechanisms that is vital for us as well as for the Chinese side when it comes to Europe. And third, stronger transparency and improved regulatory environment, meaning the rule of law.
Despite sluggish growth prospects in China in the months ahead, of the European companies with research centers in China, over 4 in 5 of them say they are likely to increase their presence in China in the near future. The overall message of the new EU Chamber report suggests the Chinese government should stick to its reform plans to ensure a successful rebalancing of the economy. For CRI, I'm Lu Wen.